Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We've been doing this for a long time. It's been almost 13 years, and we put this now on all the major podcast repeaters, I call them. You know, your iTunes, even though they're a big company, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Audible. We're on everything from listen.notes to, Podchaser, Podbeam, we're all over the place. Anyway, so if it looks like we're everywhere, it's because we are. And then just recently, we started also posting many of these radio shows on our Humongous radio station. So Humongous, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. So Humongous, just like it sounds, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S, we're there too. And you'll be able to find this count on the Truth Radio in lots of different places, including the ones I just mentioned. Well, Ken Nielsen and I have met each other many years ago, even before the radio shows. So he's been a customer of ours. He's been building home-based businesses. And through a casual conversation that we were having, and we'd had lots of conversations, we started talking about one of the websites that we were building and ways people could easily build those. And he liked what he did. So he says, I think I want to do one of those websites. And we were talking a little bit about the radio shows. And I said, hey, we'll be able to feed this radio show into that website. Plus, we've got some banners for you, some buttons and all that sort of cool stuff. So we kind of did some really cool things on a website, but we needed a domain name first. And Ken gave me some ideas, and we were talking about like how people sometimes are confused, or they don't know who to trust, and there's a lot of skepticism out there, and there's a big anti-MLM community out there, which is a lot of people whose hearts may be in the right place because they want to protect people, but they really don't know what they're doing. And we were talking about that stuff, and I said, Ken, do you have a domain name? He says, well, I got some that I own, some that I could own. And when he gave them to me, I started going through them, and they were all of them fit into what this radio show could be. But there was one, when I came down to it, countonthetruth.com, I said, I really like that. Number one, it's easy to spell. Number two is it really does mean what we do. I mean, you want to be able to talk to somebody and you can count on the truth. So we've been doing this radio show ever since, and you'll be able to listen to this as well as various ones. But the most important thing is if you get a comfortable feeling and, you know, it's right for you. I used to say many times when I was helping people make a decision, you know, if it's good for you, would you want to do it? And if it's bad for you, would you want to avoid it? And if it's really that simple, if this sounds good to you, then maybe you should do it. If it sounds bad for you, then probably shouldn't. And we might have done something wrong if it sounds bad, but may or may not fit your situation. But the reality is, thanks for being here. And Ken Nielsen, thanks for being here one more time on your own radio show. Countonthetruth.com.
Hello, Peter. Great to be connected again. And as always, much appreciated for you to kind of lead in like that. It makes that a lot easier. I can't tell the folks out there in broadcast land, I guess we could call it, how grateful I am for your inspiration, your guidance, your wisdom, your experience. They don't understand how priceless that really is. And with so many things that we've covered in the past, I kind of thought maybe it'd be kind of neat just to kind of put things into one episode and get people thinking the right way and understanding that, like something that you had mentioned earlier, is not to reinvent the wheel, because some of the things that we need to know and do are already been accomplished, and it's just a matter of really plugging in to those things and making them work for you. So we've had a real interesting week and different things that are going on in the industry, and so I thought I would kind of follow up with just a few simple concepts and then kind of throw that out there to you and the audience, so to speak, and get some input, because I know you're always great at input and highlighting, making certain points that really stick on the noteboard, so to speak. And the first thing that came to my mind as I was looking at a lot of the books that are out there, the possibilities of, you know, I guess you would say, creating a framework for personal development, whether to make yourself better, whether you can earn more money, whether you can accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish, whether you can fulfill the dreams that are still yours. Because one of the things, the fact that we used to race motorcycles, again, a gentleman, and he used to say, which was extremely interesting because you wouldn't expect it to come from a young kid that races motocross, but he says, when your dream dies, you die. And there's so much truth to that because people, I think, well, I'm not sure that they understand that hope is the last thing to die. And we get into a situation or an environment where we're taught certain things. Just real quick to show you an example of that also, is they had a program on a couple of nights ago, and they said, it's interesting to note that everyone, every child, is born with the gift of creativity. And as you go through life, as we get older, and through the school system, education system, as we get older, they slowly take away that creativity and expect us to become basically worker bees. We're learned and taught to work for so much time, for so much money, for so long, to have certain things at certain periods of time. Whereas in this industry, we're taught that the sky is the limit, when really that's not the limit. It's unlimited when it comes right down to it, and the possibilities are just incredible if you're willing to put yourself into the right position with the right marketing and understanding of how it all works. So without getting too carried away and off the subject, speaking of some of the books that are out there, I know we've talked about Who Stole the American Dream. We've talked about The Richest Man in Babylon. I don't know how much we've actually talked about the 4-Hour Work Week. That might be something that hasn't been mentioned here. We've talked about How Long Does It Take to Become an Expert in Things, The 10,000 Hours by a gentleman named Malcolm Gladwell. And I think when it comes right down to it, because of the evolution of radio, television, computers, the internet, and now, you know as well as I do, that AI is really taking things by storm. So it's not perfect, but it's pretty amazing at what it can do and the time that it can save you and everything that it's involved with it. It's almost like a runaway that if you don't catch the vision right now, you're going to be in trouble. And when I say vision, here's what I mean by that. I'll just throw out another thought that comes from a gal by the name. She was blind. And she was trying to help people understand her side of things. The name will be familiar, of course. Her name is Helen Keller. And one of the things that she says that still sticks in my mind, which makes a lot of sense, it goes in a lot deeper than what people see on the outside. But she used to say, the greatest tragedy in this world is working with people who have their eyesight but have no vision. And that really, to me, kind of surrounds everything and brings it into perspective, because you have to have vision. If you don't have vision, then obviously this industry isn't for you, because you have to be creative. You have to have the entrepreneurial spirit. You have to believe that some of the things that you can tell people somehow, some way, are going to open their minds and make them think a little bit deeper and find out that there is more to it than what they know about. They just haven't heard about the things that are important. So, with all of that being said, kind of get through that first part. One of the things that you're taught, at least we were taught in the early stages once we started getting the mindset right, was timing beats talent. And we kind of go through here and we see all the different opportunities. And I know that we've talked about some of the companies that have been failing, how many of them are being sold to other companies, and what's going on behind the scenes. And what's really amazing, Peter, is how much you know behind what's going on in the scenes. When you pull back the curtain, in which I call this industry the Wizard of Oz industry, because when you pull back the curtain and find out what's really going on, it's absolutely amazing. And I say that because when I was a team leader with a gentleman making between $900,000 and $1 million a year, what he did is just not duplicatable. It's impossible. He rented a business space in a big business building, had 10 desks. You would pay so much per month. And the leads were actually generated through magazines, newspapers, and at the time, USA Today was really, really huge. And so we would call these numbers. They would call in. We'd call them back on the phone, talk to them for a little bit to see what they were really thinking, what they wanted to accomplish. And the next thing we know, we'd have him on the phone. And before you knew it, he was just so good with people on the phone that they were signed up within 2 minutes. And just amazing how that all was put together. And it's just not that way today. So you've got to have a way to follow up with people, because we know the fortune is in the follow-up. And we know that timing beats talent. And I'm not sure how many times you've heard that, Peter, but I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on about how timing beats talent and what the importance of it is to pay attention with something. Is it best to get in early? Is it best to get in late? Is there a perfect time? Or is it a matter of just finding the right company with the right people, that type of information? What are your thoughts on that, Peter?
Well, they're complex, as you would imagine, but rather simple. So the timing portion of it is more or less multiple fold. I'll use an example. There might be timing for a product. Say, for instance, weight loss products are always somewhat timely, but maybe right around the holiday time, you know, the timing is right maybe for people to be interested in losing weight, or around the summertime, people losing weight because they want to look better maybe in the bathing suit. But there's timing for maybe like the product. And then there's timing maybe like for the industry. For instance, there's a lot of people in trouble right now. We're going to speak about, I don't think I mentioned this last week, but I read an article that the forgiveness period for college students, people that took out student loans specifically, was running for about like 5 years because of COVID. And they paused payments for college students. And recently they just took off the pause, which means there's 5 million people right now with student loans that are in default, not 5 million people that have student loans, 5 million in default. And a lot of these people are going to get their wages garnished, or maybe credit companies are going to be going after, the debt might be sold, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. So the reality is there's going to be a lot of people that are looking for 1099 work where they can get all their money up front and worry about all that stuff a little bit later on. So there's going to be timing for those college students, and they're not necessarily young. They could be any age. They're going to be looking for part-time work. There's the AI that's demolishing, if you will, some jobs in different industries. The timing might be right for a lot of those people to be working. So there might be timing for the opportunity to be able to have income generation. Then there might be timing for the individual, him or herself. Meaning, like, if you're one of those people that have been laid off or threatened to be laid off, or maybe your AI might be replacing your job, you might have timing there. So there's timing all over the place. And then, of course, there's timing for the company. There's some magical moments when it's just easier. People are jumping in like it's going out of style. It could be a new product. It could be a new company. It could be a new leader that comes in. Who knows? But there's lots of ways that timing can affect you. And when the timing is right, it's just growing is easier. It's kind of like, I don't know if you're fishing, and I'm not a good fisherman. So, but when they're biting, they're biting. And if you throw anything in, you know, when they're biting, it's a lot easier.
Right.
So it's just sometimes there's a specific advantage. And then also there's whatever's going on in your life too. So the timing might be for your life specifically. So there's lots of things where timing is relevant. Now, have people got started with mature companies and done super duper well? Of course, because any one of those other issues came in. It didn't necessarily happen to be the timing of the age of the company. But sometimes when you do find yourself in the right place at the right time with a company, it's a lot easier, and a lot of people take off like a rocket ship, where they might be rewarded out of proportion to what they'll ever do as far as their effort. They're just in the right place at the right time, and that sometimes happens too. Don't count on it, but it could happen.
Right. Wow, what some great highlights. Well, excellent points. In fact, when you said that, I thought about two people in particular, because we've talked about the Legends of Success, which is a radio program, and that highlights people that have been kind of the first in their niche, so to speak. They never called them side hustles back in the time, but they actually became that. But because of what they were capable of doing and catching the vision at the right time, they became multimillionaires, billionaires. The youngest gal in the United States that did Spanx, Sarah Blakely, the youngest billionaire at the time because of what she introduced to the market and all the setbacks and obstacles that she had to overcome. Then we talked about the gentleman that put the coffee and donuts together for Dunkin' Donuts and how his grandfather told him if he could just catch the vision, he would be walking on streets of gold. And of course, you with your expertise and when you were teaching back at the University of Chicago at Illinois and you had McDonald University just right there across the road. And I don't think people realize that when people got involved with the McDonald franchising system that they were actually sent back there and taught how to be a part of it and not just kind of thrown into it like some of us think just kind of happen. You buy the franchise and it's kind of on-the-job training, but they're actually very thorough with a lot of the training that they do. And I think that's one of the setbacks with this industry is it really is on-the-job training, but it's easier for some people to catch than others, and they keep everybody that I've talked to think that you're just a born leader. And sometimes there's development that goes on that we don't see. And I remember some of my presentations when I was working with the company as a product demonstration assistant. And it was interesting because I went to a seminar, and it was for people all around the world at a place called the Salt Palace. And there were people from South America, Asia, Europe. And when we were doing the presentation about the need for minerals, vitamins, enzymes, and the things that the soils were lacking that you needed to put back in your diet to be healthy. And it was amazing that how educated the people from Asia were. They were actually better at doing the presentation than I was at the time. But I learned so much, and as time went on, excuse me, we learned some of the things that were important, the things that stuck out that made people pay attention. But that being said, I've just got a few things that I wanted to lead into because I wanted to talk about maybe the 5-second rule as opposed to the 10,000 hours. Now, that's talk about a wide gap there. If you try to put those two things together, you're going to be banging your head against the wall saying, what's that all about? So there's a couple examples that I'd like to give and then talk a little bit about systems where we're going to help people to not reinvent the wheel, but just to take advantage of what's already been created and what the possibilities are right in front of them right now and catch the vision before it gets too far ahead of them. So with that being said, Peter, I'm going to let you grab this, take us to a commercial break. We come back, we'll kind of fill in the blanks, as we always say.
Perfect. You are listening to Count on the Truth Radio Show with Ken Nielsen, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here on Count on the Truth Radio with Ken Nielsen. Ken, back to you.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Yeah, I know last week we had the chance to talk about some of the things that you had put together. And I thought about the dedication, the determination and the discipline. I always like to think about things in 3 D's that you had with your particular system at one time. The automatic dialer, you had the autoresponder systems, you had everything in place. And it's one thing to talk about the amount of money that it took, but the persistency, the things that you were determined to make happen, to make this industry or make these things work better for people, and you were talking about how many thousands of dollars that were involved from one swing to the other. Is there anything that sticks out in your mind that you would like to do over, or you think would be, you know, the most advantageous for somebody that's maybe new in the industry, or even if they're a seasoned veteran, but they're a little more savvy and they probably know about what you're talking about. But is there anything that sticks out in your mind that you think that people in this industry need today as much as they did in yesteryear, so to speak, Peter?
Oh, there's a couple of things there. First of all, here's the thing that a lot of people never figure out. That when I say they never figure out, those that don't succeed usually never figure it out, is the more complex you get it, or the more complex you make it, the slower your business is going to grow, if it grows at all.
Hmm.
And many times you're the one who determines how complicated it might be. So when we first got started, there were no tools. Now, I'm not, and I don't want to sound like I'm that friggin' old, but, you know, I got started when there was no real internet, you know?
Right.
So, and fax machines were just becoming somewhat popular. So most of the times, you know, people had to either make their own marketing tools or buy their own marketing tools, and they were somewhat limited. Now, that might be good, because there was a cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Great tape.
That was a great tape.
Yeah.
That was done, and probably the guys making and selling the tape made a ton of money on the tape. But it was somebody would listen to those people or listen to that audio cassette, and that's how complicated it was. Listen to the audio cassette, I'll get back to you, and you'll either join or not. So it was a simple tape and a lot of enthusiasm. And they probably said a lot of the things that you can't say today because of the regulators. So they probably made all kind of income claims and whatever, but it was simpler. So the biggest problem is determine your system and then stick to the system. And understand the natural tendency for mostly guys to try to reinvent something that was already there into something else. It's kind of like if they bought a brand new car from pick a manufacturer, Ford, Mercedes, doesn't matter. Imagine them taking it off the showroom, and before they even drive it somewhere, they got to improve the tires, they got to improve the brakes, they got to improve the. They're going to sit there and for the next 2 years reinvent something, and you'd say, well, what was the purpose of that car? To drive me from here to there? If that's the way it is, then you didn't need to do all that stuff. So a lot of people have a tendency of reinventing the wheel. So when I first got started, and even with you, Ken, way back when, there were no tools, so we had to invent our own. That was costly and timely and all that sort of stuff. And now, though, most of the companies, there's very few companies that don't have adequate tools at least, you know, great tools at best to be able to build your business. And the things that I find is that a lot of people – they take that attitude, mostly guys, they're going to take it and they're going to make that system better. So I'd say that's one of the reasons that people slow down their success or don't make it. Or if maybe they want to use those tools as a profit generating center. Now, that's a different story. If you're figuring that you're going to build a little bit of a network and you're going to make money in your business and on your business, then tools might be something that's important. But if you're interested in, like, that car going from point A to point B, then whatever tools your company gives you are probably good enough at least, maybe great at best, but don't reinvent the wheel. Just go do it. Show the product or the opportunity to as many people as you possibly can. Do it in a legitimate fashion, and more than less likely, you will beat the pants out of anybody else who's trying to complicate the hell out of the business. This is one, when it's simpler, it works better.
Excellent. In fact, I was just thinking about how you put that together and talking about what the companies actually have within their own system. Some have systems that are better than others, and I know that the one we're using right now, we talked about it. If they went to the website or wanted to just kind of see how one of the systems work that's really efficient was www.freedomteam1.com. And that's a real simple system, but it's excellent at presenting. It's excellent at following up. It helps the person that's promoting a particular business keep it simple, and it's really effective if somebody wants to take a look and see how it's all put together and how it works. So another saying that these little one-liners that we kind of throw out there is not to bore people to death, but they say practice makes perfect, and that's not true. Only perfect practice makes perfect. And I can think of a whole bunch of examples, especially back when I was bowling very serious. We had a gentleman wanted to video his own bowling form and talk about some of the things after he had watched himself bowl on this video. And so we were taking turns picking up a bowling ball, walking to the line, throwing it, making the ball hook, hitting the pocket, et cetera, et cetera. And I found out that I had introduced a loop in my swing, and I think I learned more from the session than he did, and went on to set one of the highest scores in a doubles tournament that we bowled in because I corrected my swing in that bowling tournament. Another thing, a perfect example of using what you have or already have knowledge of, is we have a place where we launch our hang gliders called Inspiration Point. And when the thermal activity is right, you thermal up over a mountain range called the Cascades, and you cross over Provo Canyon, and you go to Mount Timpanogos. And if you're hiking Timpanogos, one of the fun hikes is to go up to Timpanogos Cave. So you plan your afternoon, you hike the trail, you get up to the cave, there's a guide that takes you through the cave, then you got to come back down before it gets too dark. And it's probably, at least a third of the day of planning that. And I think about the difference of when you're able to fly a hang glider over Timpanogos as opposed to hiking Timpanogos. The people that hike Timpanogos and go up to the ridge have to plan on a whole day hike. They have to get up early in the morning, have to get to the trailhead, head up the trail. Boy, excuse me. I knew it was going to catch up with me. I just didn't know when. They hike up the trail, and by the time they get there, early afternoon is about the time that we can be flying back home. And as you fly across the ridge, you see these people walking along the ridge. Well, believe it or not, if it's not too turbulent, you can actually—you almost could land on the ridge if there wasn't thermal activity coming up the face of the mountain. But you can fly along the trail, and you tell people to hold their hands up like they're doing a high five, and you can fly by and hold your hand down like you're doing a low five, and you slap their hands while you're flying a hang glider and they're hiking. I've always thought that was just absolutely crazy neat, crazy good, because where else can you take 15 minutes to get to over 11,000 feet and be able to do high fives with people on the ridge, and they're thinking that's the coolest thing they've ever seen, and you're just having fun entertaining them at the top? And that's why when you were saying don't reinvent the wheel and make things harder than they need to be, I kind of think of that, and that's kind of how this industry is, because if you've got the experience and you know that the systems can work for you the way that they need to work. And when we say that, it's follows the pattern of contact, show the plan, follow up, get them started. How much easier is it? And then at the same time, of course, some people just happen, expect it to happen overnight, and it just doesn't happen that fast. So you have to find out where that happy medium is and kind of draw the line. But it's a fascinating industry, especially when you can be making more in a month, more in a week than some people make in a year, and how fast certain businesses grow. And that's why I mentioned the quick one-liner there at the first and said that timing beats talent. Because the sooner you get involved, the sooner you find out about what's going on, the better your chances are for success. So I'm going to leave it at that because I know time has flown by again. But just wanted to get some major points out, get some things focused, and focus we know means follow one course until successful. We want to stay focused on some of this stuff, and let's not be poor. And poor means passing over opportunity repeatedly. So let's not do that. Let's not be poor. Let's focus, and let's find out what's working right now. And that's what we want to offer people. Show them a chance how the systems work, how basic they are, but how great they are at what they're supposed to do, and they actually work. And we'll get these folks involved if they're ready to be involved. If it's not their cup of tea, it's not their cup of tea. But it's not going to be that hard to find out. And you don't have to listen to somebody that can barely talk at times. So, Peter, I'll let you kind of finish things up. But I do appreciate everything that you do for me. And as always, great inspiration. And whenever you pull back the curtain, I'm paying attention because I know there's something hiding back there that I probably haven't heard or haven't seen that you know about. And it's just fun to find out about the real things that make this industry come together and work the way that it's supposed to work. So back to you for just a few comments, Peter. And I bet you muted yourself.
I did. I was writing notes on what we were talking about so I can post this on the radio show. So we are, first of all, Kent, thanks for doing the show, and thanks for the people that are listening in. We already finished up 5 months out of 2025. That means there's only a few months left and before the holidays and all that sort of stuff. So you're either ahead or behind on your goals for the year. And if wherever you are, you know, one of the fastest ways you can kind of pick up is get started with a home-based business for the tax advantages as well as for everything else that you'll learn along the way. And what you want to do is you want to look for something that's simple. So we call it our KISC principle, our Keep It Simple Circle. But you also want to work with a company and people that are going to keep it simple along the way. And Ken certainly can show you how to do that. We know a lot about the industry, but we don't have to talk a lot about the stuff that we already know. Those are things that kind of graduated over the decades that are somewhat interesting and somewhat curiosity driven. But the reality is you don't need a lot of that stuff, if any of it, to be successful in a home-based business. Have to do the basics long enough, the right way, consistently, and a little bit of timing helps, you know, all that other sort of stuff. But when you work with the right people, that really makes a big difference. So call up Ken, go to countonthetooth.com, check him out, and we'll see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Ken.
Hey, thanks, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.